Hi, am I speaking with Robert and Trish?
Yes.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? Good morning.
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. It's almost Friday, right? So that's always a good sign. Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you both. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. So I know that you both were speaking with Tara, my representative, and she does such a wonderful job explaining the outline of the program. First off, I want to congratulate you both on the new business I hear just this year, right?
Yeah, just get started.
How exciting.
Like two months ago.
Oh,
a month ago, actually.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's really new then.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you both. So just wanted to kind of verify first just a couple of notes that Tara did send over to me. So I understand that you're licensed both there for Vancouver, right, obviously, but then you're also licensed for Portland, too, because you tend to go out that way as well. Okay.
Yes, so we're licensed for the whole state of Washington and the whole state of Oregon.
Awesome.
So we do more than just Vancouver. We do.
What's this running area from Washington?
Camas, Battleground, Vancouver.
Okay.
Is that it? And so we're doing that whole general vicinity and the entire Portland and surrounding areas.
Okay. Okay. So if I'm just kind of taking a look real quick myself, just to kind of get a roundabout, and I know too, I mean, this is all also going to depend on the size of the project, right? If it makes money, then it makes sense. So roughly, you guys keep it, I mean, is it safe to say within a 40-mile radius? I know Battleground from Vancouver is like about less than 20 miles, right?
Yeah, but we're all the way in, like, southwest Portland. So we'll go, for us, it's about 40 minutes. So we're looking to drive like an hour from Portland in any direction.
Okay, perfect. So we'll say about 40, 50. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. And then now I know we're talking gutters, roofs, any other services aside from that that you guys are offering that you would, I would say, consider a bread and butter of yours, a specialty?
Yeah, well, our main specialty is gutter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gutters?
So we do gutter. Yeah, gutter filters, and then we like to do roof treatments to soft wash, to remove moss.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And pretty much,
what
we do is we do, like, gutter jobs, like leaf, like gutter cleaning and stuff like that cheap to get on the roof. And then once we get on the roof, then we talk to the customer into getting the gutter filters.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So we're not talking, like, roof replacements, right? I just wanted to kind of just be clear on everything.
No, we're trying to stay away from that. We can do that, but we don't really want to go that.
Yeah, not yet.
Unless we do. Yeah.
Makes
well, we could.
Sense.
We just don't want to. Yeah, it's easier money and, you know, less labor.
Exactly. And then now, is this just residential? Do you guys ever take on any commercial jobs?
We do not take on commercial jobs. We're not licensed to do commercial jobs.
No worries. And I actually did a quick search for the company by name. I know that you guys don't currently have a website. I mean, that's understandable. You guys are very new. I was also looking to see if maybe there was a Facebook page. Do either one of you use Facebook at all?
Trish built a, she built an, did you build a Facebook and an Instagram for the business? Yeah, she just started the Facebook, but she has a completely
awesome.
Built Instagram.
Beautiful. Perfect. Okay. And then I did see what appeared to be Angie's popped up, Bizipedia. That could have been when you registered the company or gotten your LLC, right?
Yeah, we just signed up with Angie after we got our
nice.
after you get licensed bonded. Yeah, so we bought some time with Angie and got approved as one of their
Perfect. So they haven't turned on your leads yet then. You guys just recently got approved.
They have turned on our leads. We're getting leads already on them.
Oh, how do you like the process?
I think maybe we're a little specialty and they don't get a lot of leads for the gutter filters.
Okay.
And then the leads they did send us on, there's a lot of competition. Like every person brought it up that they're getting four estimates. So it's kind of expensive because, you know, on like a $500 job, they charge four people $50.
Uh-huh.
So three people are losing out on $50 is the way I look at it. And I think that's kind of like a lot of competition to be, you know, selling three different, if you're going to sell it to four people, it should be cheaper.
Yeah, it's their process. I mean, it's not to badmouth them, but it's their pay-per-lead program. So when they get that lead, they're actually sending it to like four of you. So it kind of sounds you guys would prefer, Robert and Trish, that the calls would come directly to you. I mean, because that's how it's going to work by having that placement on Google.
Right.
They're going to call you directly. But we're not charging you per call, per job, or per click. The way that we work is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is actually month to month, and there's no contracts. So I'm going to put you guys in for new in business rate, okay? And what you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. It will come with a one-time setup fee of $99, but the setup fee really is just to cover your programming. So it would make the initial investment to get started today $348. Every month after, you guys are then just paying the $249 a month. There's no like click fees or, you know, charge per call or per job. It's a flat rate. But this is going to include you guys being listed on the first page of Google. So we would actually get you PIN verified, create the profile, and fully optimize that page. We'll do content creation on Bing, and then we're going to run Facebook ads. So the Facebook ads is what's going to be retargeting. You had a question?
Oh, no, I'm whispering as you're talking.
Okay, no worries. Now, the Facebook ads, basically what they're going to be doing is retargeting anyone who has performed that search on Google for your services, and even if they didn't call you guys, but they're on Facebook, and now they're looking through pictures or stories, okay? That's when they would see your ads appear. The ads, we can target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It'll be a click-to-call ad, so they would call you directly. I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, in addition to that, we'll list you on Yelp, Apple, and Yahoo. I'm also going to include a website for you guys. Not sure if you've taken any pictures yet of some of your work, but I definitely
want to. Yeah, we got tons of pictures.
Beautiful. I want to include a website. At no additional cost, we will build it, host it, and maintain it, and we're going to attach that website where your business is being promoted so that they can see the quality work that you do and they get to learn more about your company. And then we'll also include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and give you that exposure on mobile devices. So whether someone's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can still find you on the first page of Google immediately. So this particular
You know what you guys should say? You should say, we're doing everything. Anything you can think of, we're doing it.
You're like what do you
guess anything, we're doing it, yep.
Well, you know what, I was going to say that. I mean, pretty much it's covering all of your bases. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So how much is it all the way?
Altogether, you're paying $348 to get it started, but then every month after that you're with us, it's just going to be the $249 a month. Now that price,
can I get it one free month out of the deal?
I'm giving you a 50% savings. Typically, I'm going to be honest with you. Typically, this package is expensive. It's normally $599 a month plus a $299 setup fee. So what we do for new businesses, you know, Robert and Trish, what we do is, because we know, honestly, a new business, a lot of it in the first couple of years is investing in your company, a lot of money going out, right? And we want to give you guys the opportunity to be able to have the same opportunities as anybody else that's on that first page of Google without breaking your bank. So
okay,
that's
so
why it gives
this.
You that 50% savings.
If I sign up today, how soon before my business will be on the first page of Google?
Great question. So the way our process is here, okay, it's not going to happen overnight. I'm going to give you the full timeline. Within 6 to 10 days, you'll be receiving a PIN code in the mail from Google. Okay, that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. 5 to 7 days, you have the directory submission. Okay, so listed on those directories. We also send you your login credentials so that you can start logging in and tracking your results with us, not just taking our word for it that the program's working, right? 7 to 14 days is when your Facebook ads are live and your website's live. Okay. The website that I'm including for you guys, it has the automatic SEO settings, which is also going to help with your ranking. We could even add videos on there if you took a video of a job that you did. You could even have it set up if you want clients to book appointments with you on that website. Okay. So that'll happen within 7 to 14 days. Now, what we always say, and this is written in our terms and conditions, that the first page placement on Google can take between 30 to 45 days. That is always going to be our promise. We do like to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, At times I've seen it where it's happened sooner, but that's always going to be our promise. So what I always like to say is this, to be super transparent with you both. The first month, although a lot of it is the programming, that is not to say you won't get some calls, because keep in mind, Facebook ads, website, those are live in the directories. Okay, so you're already going to have more online presence. When you're going to feel the strength of the program, I'm going to say is in that second month. And that's just being super transparent with you both.
I have a different business, and that's what it took for them to for it to get on there too. But
and
it's still it's still on the thing. I sold the business a while ago.
Uh-huh. Oh, you
but
did.
It still comes up on the first page, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you too, also Trish, because you're creating that business Facebook page, I would highly suggest that you link your Instagram and your Facebook. So that way, when you post on your Instagram, it'll automatically post to your Facebook, and when you post, and it's vice versa, Facebook to Instagram, because when we're running those ads on Facebook, they're also going to show up on your Instagram if they're linked together. Do you see what I'm saying? So I encourage you to link those two accounts.
Do not do that.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, yeah, she thinks she knows how to do it. She's really good at it, but
kinda
she just hasn't done
it. It kind of saves her a step. like when you're, Trish, when you're doing that posting, instead of having to also post it on your Facebook once you did it on Instagram, it's like a one shot, you know? So I encourage it if you get that chance. And another thing I wanted to mention to you both, you know, because I know you've done some work, right, already for some clients. We also help you with generating reviews. So once everything's said and done, we're going to create you also a tiny URL that you could either text or email to your clients that you've already done work for. We encourage you, have them leave you reviews. Ask them, do you mind leaving me a review? They'll click on that link, leave you 5 stars. They don't even have to comment on it. That is going to post to your Google profile page, and I encourage it. It's the modern-day word of mouth.
We got 5 reviews on Angie from different customers. So
that's
I think that's why we got the 5-star rating as of right now.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. I would, and like I said, I highly recommend you have them leaving it on Google once your profile's up, because not that it's a negative thing, okay, but let's say the day you ever cancel with Angie's, right?
Yeah.
Those reviews will disappear. Your content's gone.
At least
on Google, nothing goes away. I mean, it still stays there. Okay.
Right.
Now,
what about the? Let's switch over to the You said you would help us. You're gonna build us a website.
Yes, correct.
So what kind of website would you build us?
So the website. Let me kind of send you an example here. The website is what we call a My Site. So it's actually customized to fit the business. And it has these automatic SEO settings that help with your ranking. Let me kind of send you an example. What I love about these sites is that, let's say, Trish, you want to go on there, or even you, Robert, one of you want to go on there and just kind of move your photos around, you have the ability to do that too, right?
Okay, perfect, yeah.
Or to change some of your content, which is kind of cool because, you know, there's business owners. I mean, you guys might be like that too. There's some business owners that like to be hands-on as well and kind of, you know, move things around too.
Just do it the way you want it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know,
and
we're almost to a job, and we're almost to one of our jobs, and everything sounds good. We want to go ahead.
Your phone kind of cut out. I'm sorry. I heard you're almost to a job.
The only thing that I do want to do is just wait until I get my Oregon CCB so that I can include it. Or I can probably include that afterwards. It's just going to take 45 days to get started because right now I'm licensed and bonded and insured in Washington. I bought my license and bond in Oregon, but I'm waiting for them to send me my CCB number, which takes a long time. So we're just waiting on that.
You can always add that in later. It's not, it's totally up to you. The position.
And then I can still advertise in Oregon, even though I don't have to have it on the.
Right.
Because there is a rule saying that you have to have your CCB number on any kind of advertisement.
Really?
That's part of one of their rules. So I don't want to advertise if I don't have a number, you have to put it on there and then ding me. But did you guys, but if it's not going to be on there for 45 days.
It's going to take 30 to 45, right? I think you'll be fine, to be quite honest with you. If you're already listed there and let's say, the time comes, right, and you don't have that yet, we can just kind of scale back on putting you in those areas, right? It's totally up to you. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's go ahead and get it all started.
Okay.
Well, we got to hurry up. I'm almost to a job that I'm late for, so I was trying to.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to try to get you through this as fast as possible. What is the best email for you guys?
What email? Trish at nextlevelguttersandroofs.com.
The word and?
The word and?
Yes.
Okay, Trish at nextlevelguttersandroofs.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, how far are you from the job right now? Because I'm going to try to get you guys through this as quickly as possible.
How far away?
You got 17 minutes.
Okay, plenty of time. All right, so right now I'm sending out two emails that they're coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. One will say Google and Facebook marketing with the price that I told you, $249 month-to-month with the one-time $99 setup fee, everything that's included. The second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, which gives you an overview of our reporting system just so that you can get familiar with it, okay? So let me send that out. Now, this number that we're speaking on, do we get text messages to this phone number?
This is a personal number. We want to use a different number for business.
Yes, for the business, we're going to list a different phone number. But when we're contacting you, Robert or Trish, this is the best number to reach you guys at, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is the best phone number?
Let me ask Trish real quick.
Okay.
Actually, I think the other number is better to be calling us on and texting us on.
All right. So this 971 number, we're not going to contact you on either one of those. What's the best number for us to contact you on when we have an update on your account?
971-533-1481.
And what's going to be the number listed for the business?
The same as that number.
The same as that one. Okay. So this one that ends with 1481, you can also get text messages, right, to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And that's the number we'll call you at when we have an update regarding, your account. I'm going to send you right now three text messages. So once they come through, just confirm that you received all three. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. However, I like for you guys to have my information. So the first one is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension so that you have that for your records. The second one is going to have the number to our customer service department. You guys will have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, okay? And then I'm also sending you as well a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video is about 6 minutes long. I recommend that both of you watch the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Robert, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Okay. And then I'm also notating Trish as also being authorized to make changes on the account, correct?
Yeah, she's actually the primary.
Okay, she's a okay, Trish, we're going to put you as a primary. T-R-I-S-H? Is that how you spell it, Trish?
Does it need to be my full name? Because I go by Trish, but my full name is Patricia.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what's funny? My cousin, her name, we called her Trish, too. Okay, I'll put Patricia, but do you prefer to be called Trish?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Last name, Stewart, as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So let me just notate that. And then now the business name should read as Next Level Gutters, the word and, roofs. Do you want the LLC included? That's how it shows on your, that's how it shows on Angie's, Next Level Gutters and Roofs LLC.
Yeah, sure, throw the LLC on there.
Okay. Now Google's gonna send out this PIN code to you in the mail. Remember, it's gonna look like a postcard and it'll say Google at the top. The verification code is gonna make you the red dot on the map. I don't know if this is the address you want them to send it to. It's one that's listed on Angie's, 11614 Northeast 32nd Street, and that's in Vancouver, 98682.
No, we want a different address listed.
Okay. What's the address, the physical address that you want it sent to?
13375.
Uh-huh.
Southwest Utah, RITA. Drive.
Okay.
That's Beaverton, Oregon, 97005.
I see that. Okay, perfect. Now, real quick, is this like your home address by chance?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we're going to hide the address. That address will not show anywhere on Google, just an FYI. So the red dot on the map is going to be there, okay? And then, let's see here. Okay, Trish, the card that you're using for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name, in Robert's name? What's the name on the card?
It's my name and the business name.
Okay, how does your name read on there? Just Patricia Stewart? Is there a middle initial?
One second.
No worries. Take your time.
No worries. Take your time.
Here.
And while you guys,
Patricia, at least Patricia J, as in John Stewart.
Okay. And how does the business name read on there?
Next Level Gutters with an S and Roofs. Oh, and it says and R-O-O. So they ran out of room to put it.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then is it the same billing address as the 13375?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
What's the card number when you're ready?
4606-7508-5270-6175.
Expiration month and year?
1126.
And the CVV code on the back?
502.
I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us. Now, you guys have the choice, and it's only going to be one of them. Okay? So it could either be Trish, your mother's maiden name,
your mother's maiden name,
the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in.
What city was that?
Carmichael?
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It's for your guys' protection. You're going to answer the questions, Trish, and Robert, I want you to be listening in too, okay? When I'm walking you through this, it's going to go over the billing date. It's going to mention, okay, we ask that you guys at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. It is not a contract. You're paying monthly. It's also going to state in there, if at any time you want to cancel, pause it, you just call 3 business days before that billing's due so you don't get charged. Now, when I'm walking you through it, Trish, if there's something you don't understand, or even you, Robert, stop me so I can review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you guys have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Next Level Gutters and Roofs LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Patricia Stewart, and I'm the president.
Are you authorized, Patricia, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And your husband, Robert Stewart, is also authorized to make changes to the account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, we might call you with an update. We know you're in the middle of a job. At least respond within 24 business hours. If you get a call from someone claiming their Local Splash, you even need to pay $5. Don't give them any money. Take down the phone number. As a matter of fact, ask them, what's my security question? They will hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us. So anytime you get a call from us, always ask what your security question is. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 9th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Trish, is that your second payment will automatically be charged on the 9th of December, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement is going to automatically renew each month on the 9th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is 877-635-6225, and then you're going to hit the prompt number 1, okay? Now, we do ask that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't get charged. So you already know if you need to pause it or cancel it, you call 3 business days before the 9th, so that way you don't get charged, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm updating the package now. I'm going to be processing the payment. We're going to send the receipt both to a text message, send it to you by text, and we're going to also send it to you in an email. And we'll go over that in a couple minutes. How much time do we have? Because I want to get you through your notes. Are you guys like what?
Oh.
5 minutes away?
10 minutes.
Okay, perfect. We're doing good. All right. So, Robert, who's driving right now? Is it you or Trish? I want to see who's not driving. Okay. Robert.
Trish.
You, okay, perfect. You have the phone on you, the one with the 1481 number? Do you have that phone on you?
Yes.
Okay, do me a favor. I want you to go into your contacts, okay? And I want you to save our number under your contacts. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, you want me to save a certain... You know what? I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
Because she's using the other phone to text directions.
That's okay. Write it down.
Write it down.
Okay. But I'm going to need you to save it in your contacts today when you have time, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right.
All right.
So the number that you're going to save in your contacts is 877-635-6225. And you're going to save it as local, L-O-C-A-L, and then splash, like a splash of water. So you're going to save it like that in your contacts. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I want to schedule your guys' client interview if you have time today. Okay? Now, the client interview, it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, but we'll block out an hour, and I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you guys. Just real quick, Finance just sent me a message. It says cardholder transaction not permitted. You guys might have, like, I don't know if you got a text or something from your bank.
Oh, you know what the problem is? We just got that card, and I don't think we activated it yet.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me give you a different card that'll work.
Okay.
You know, actually, I got to – Trisha has to stop so she can transfer money to do it.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. At least in the meantime, let's go over your notes, and then you guys just let me know what time I'm going to be able to charge that card.
How long will it take to transfer? Yeah, I guess so.
Yes, let's hold on to that number and then just wait until, what time is it right now? 9 o'clock. Wait until 1 o'clock and it'll be ready.
Okay. All right. In the meantime, under your services, what are we listing?
So services, what we want to do for services is gutter filters.
Uh-huh.
Or actually, they're also called leaf filters.
Leaf filters, okay. Gutter cleaning.
Yeah, gutter cleaning.
Roof treatments, uh-huh.
Soft wash.
Oh, okay.
And moss removal.
Removal. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, how does your schedule look for today? Do you think you guys would have...
Instead of saying treatments, can we and moss removal, can we say moss treatment?
Of course.
Yeah, that's more accurate.
You want me to put moss treatments?
Yeah, get rid of treatments and moss and just put moss treatments.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what I have. Gutter filters, leaf filters, gutter cleaning, roof treatments, soft wash, moss treatments.
Okay, and then can you do gutter filters, leaf filters, and then can you do gutter guards?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, no worries. And we can always add more later on, whatever you need to do, okay? I just want to give my technician somewhere where to start from. Do you think you guys will be available today to do your client interview between 2 and 3 o'clock? Because I have an appointment. Let me make sure that appointment's available. I do have an appointment available today between 2 and 3. If that works for you guys, do you think you'd have time?
Yeah. I just got one job today, and it's only taking me a few hours.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so I'm going to send you the calendar invite for your client interview because I want to make sure that you guys, that they get you through that. So you'll get a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, which works perfect because then you said run the card at 1, and then this way it'll be already all done for your client interview. What are your – let me see here. What am I missing? Okay, you guys already have a business logo or no?
No, we don't have a business. Not yet.
Okay, we'll create you one. I know you mentioned you do have pictures.
Yeah.
Needs business logo. And what are your hours of operation? Are you more like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, let's do 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
24/7? Okay.
Yeah.
And we can change that anytime. When we're communicating to you, do you guys prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What is your preference?
Text message.
Text message. Okay. And then what are your forms of payments that you guys accept?
We accept cash, check, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, Zelle. And then we're getting a Square, so we'll take cards also. Anything.
Oh, nice. Do you want me to mention that already, the credit and debit?
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys are going to love Square because it you can do invoicing from that and everything, and it's so much easier for your taxes, too. Way easier.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, and then also, let's take a look here. Okay, Facebook, you're finishing that up. We'll just need you to add us on as managers, Trish, once you have the Facebook page set up, okay? If you need help, we can help you with it, too. And you guys want to target a 50-mile radius from where we're PIN verifying you at? Because the Facebook ads will cover 50 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. So here's what I'm going to do. At 1 o'clock, I'm going to run the card, and then I'm going to call you guys to make sure that you got your receipt. And then just to go over anything else that we might have forgotten, I pretty much have all the notes, okay? So just to go over your receipt with you, and then we'll be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock from an 877 number. So you guys just want to make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And we'll send you a reminder an hour before. But if for some reason, like let's say you're in the middle of something and you guys need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, Nadine, can you guys call me back in 5 minutes? We'll call you right back. I'll be the one calling, okay, if I'm not already on another call or in a meeting. If not, and I'm not available, then the technician's going to call you directly, okay? But make sure to save the 877 number in your contacts, all right?
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so I will call you guys after 1 once I run the card, so that way we can just, I'll probably only need, like, if that, 2 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions for me, Trish?
No questions.
All right. Well, I will talk to you both later on this afternoon, okay?
All right, perfect. Sounds good. Thank you.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.